with an A. Ooh, too many D's. Hi, Radio Project. Hi, Steptoe. Good morning. Good afternoon. Wherever you guys are. Hi, John Dale. So good to see everybody today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric, coming to you live from across the United States of America. All the way from Vancouver, Washington, to around the Georgia. Down around the Atlanta area in Georgia. Back up, boomerang. Yeah, I can't even talk this morning. What's going on? Boomeranging back over in Colorado.
Oh, it happens. It's okay. We're all here for you, old man.
Good morning, Eric. Good morning, Dina Joe. Good morning, hey, everybody. Good to see everybody. Man, I don't know what's going on. Jeez, I was just running around like a
hi,
chicken
Shana.
With my head chopped off this morning. It's funny. It's because when we sit around and we're leisurely going about our morning, we're chit-chatting mm-hmm. back and forth, and things are fine. And then next thing I know, bam, it's like 6:59. Yeah. Oh, my God. I got to hurry up. I don't even have the Podbeam website up. What am I going to do? Screwing around like crazy.
Lollygagging you are.
I am. And then I'm messing around with Grammy. She's up, and she's running around the house, and I'm messing around with her. And
I think you're talking to me, I think you're all ready, got everything ready, all set up, just ready to go. You just wait, la 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 la.
In my dreams.
Fingers. Yeah, not even.
No.
This is why before I would never even, I would not even answer his messages until 7:30. Never. I wouldn't until 7:30 because I had to get things. I was at things to get done. But I don't know.
When you say 7:30, you mean
I used to remember I would never answer your messages until 7:30. Yeah.
No, I mean, but you're going by 7:30 your time,
my
which
time.
Is 6:30
yes.
my time. Yeah.
Yes.
Half
yes.
hour before correct. The show starts. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so because I was getting stuff done and getting things ready and wanted to be absolutely prepared, but I don't know. I let you through that little boundary.
And I'm sitting here twiddling my thumbs going, geez, where's Dina Joe? Is she even up? Why is she answering my messages? What is she doing? What is she doing?
She's getting ready and prepared.
And I'm not getting ready. I'm just sitting there.
Oh, wait. I got 1 minute. Oops. Better go.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how it is. That's why when all of a sudden you get a little text message, it's like 2 minutes, you know.
Like, 1 minute.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, jeez. I don't know if I could make the day. I don't know if I could do it any other way than being like at the last minute. I don't know. But
hi,
I don't know. I don't think I've ever been late, though.
No.
I don't think we've ever started the show late. It's always
no, I don't think so.
You know, it's always, we always get it going. A miracle sometimes. It's just strange stuff.
Hi, Blue.
Strange
welcome.
Stuff. Strange stuff. But hey, it's Monday.
Yes.
Oh, and that, you know, what we're talking about, you know, getting the day started and all this. That's funny because I named the show. What did I name the show? I named the show. Turn the key and fire it up. It's Monday.
Ooh. There you go.
And that's what I do. I turn the key and I fire it up to get it going. Yeah.
Welcome.
Man, I feel good today. I really do.
You needed rest and you got it.
Yeah, I feel good. Grammy made me just some nice thick lemon ginger tea.
Okay.
Last night, you know, I've been reading a lot about that lemon ginger tea lately. I don't know why all of a sudden it pops up. Well, I know why it pops up now, because, you know, we're all being spied on. All our electronic devices are spying on us, and people hear us talking about it. So now all of a sudden when I'm, you know, cruising around on my computer, all this stuff about lemon ginger tea is popping up. Yeah.
Well, Asha always, you know, when he comes in, lemon ginger tea. And it's good. It is so good for you.
You're right, Shea Butter. It is. It is good. Yeah. And Dina Jo, you're right.
It has so many healing properties to it. You know, I love ginger. It just warms me. It just, you feel it. Like when I make those, the ginger turmeric, tart Jerry juice, inflammation shots that I make and take in the morning, and it has black pepper in it too. So it just, you feel the heat. It just goes through your innards. It just all warms you up, and it just, oh my gosh, it's so good. I love it.
Yeah. Grammy just made another batch of that over the weekend.
Plus it seems to give me energy too.
You know, it does. It just gives you like a little boost. It's like a, it's like a little 5-hour shot. Yoga. It just boom, boosts you up your energy level and gets you going. Yeah,
I'll have to put that inflammation shot thingy. I know it's on our website somewhere. Yep. We'll have to make sure that it's on our web page. You want to talk about that?
Speaking of which, our Old Man's Podcast web page went live over the weekend. It got launched. We launched it. So we got that going, and it's kind of still in its infancy stages. There's some things to do, but it's live, and you can find it at www.theoldmanspodcast, all lowercase, all together, .com. And you can go to our webpage. We got a webpage going. Like I said, it's just got started. And, you know, we're just trying to fumble our way through this thing and get it going. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to hook it up. I need to get some things done. But we're going to have – it's blogging, so we're going to have blogs in there. That's where we're going to – put a lot of our recipes and all that stuff. Yeah.
Welcome, PBG.
That's where we're going to put a lot of our recipes and pictures and all that stuff. You know, and you can hear the shows through that webpage.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I've got a friend of mine lined up that's going to help me, that's more in tune and that to what's going on with web pages. He's going to help me get it going. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun, and I'm really excited about it. So, yeah, like I said, if you go to it, it's kind of a bare. It's kind of a bare webpage right now. But it's launched, it's going, and we're going to be working on it, and it's just going to be fun. It's all linked. It's all going to be linked to our Twitter, Facebook, the pod. You know, it's all going to be linked together and be good times. Good times. Yeah, somebody asked me. They go, "Hey, you gonna sell merchandise in that?" No, no, I'm not. I'm not gonna sell merchandise. We don't believe in charging our listeners and trying to make money off you guys. I just don't. I that's why I don't have the fan page hooked up on our podcast because I just don't. I mean, if you want to give gifts and beans and all that, that's fine and dandy. But I'm not out to make money off you guys. I want you guys to come in, enjoy our show, and let's just have a good time. Let's get our lives going and having fun. That's what we're all about.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Robert.
Yeah,
Robert.
Wow, better this morning. Yesterday, you went to the ER, found out I had kidney stones aren't anything to mess around with.
Rotten tooth pulled.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Man, you just hang in there.
And tomorrow's his birthday, too.
Sorry. No, which Robert is this?
Robert, the Mr. Clean Show, but he hasn't been super active.
Okay, because he changed everything. Well, because I understand. Oh, Robert, hang in there, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Kidney stones aren't... I've never had one. I've never had one. Don't want one. I've talked to several people that have passed kidney stones, and I do not want
Now, don't they say you need to be really hydrated, drink a lot of water? It helps.
I think so.
Yeah. Just take care of yourself. Make sure you're hydrated.
Yeah.
And make sure you...
They do. Yeah. They'll pass. Yeah. But it's a very painful thing.
Yeah, this too shall pass when it
wants to. Oh, boy. Oh,
terrible.
Oh, boy.
Hang in there, buddy.
Yeah, it'll all get better. Just hang in there. Just hang in there. But
that's what we were kind of talking about this morning. It's like when you're struggling, like the old man asked me, how you doing this morning? I said, I am good, and I'm grateful for all the good I have in my life. Because you know what? When you're grateful for all the good that you can see in your life, it helps you to go through all the crappiness that's thrown at you every day. And everybody gets stuff thrown at them every day. And it's hard. It's hard. But when you see the and you're grateful for things in your life, it seems to make it easier to go through those hard things. At least it does for me.
Yeah. My son shared with me one day, he says he started doing this. This is quite a while ago. He shared this with me, but he said that, cause I was complaining about something, having to go to the doctor or something. And he goes, you know, you need to adapt to gratefulness. You're grateful for things, you know, you're grateful. You're grateful to be alive. You're grateful for the, you know, for if you go into the, hey, I'm grateful that you guys got me in. Yeah. Yeah. Great. Gratitude is a positive feedback loop. Yeah. That's what I meant. Gratitude. Gratefulness. It's the same thing. Yeah. But yeah, you got to be,
you know,
gratitude. You got to have be grateful. Be grateful for what you got. And it does. It takes
It helps you not to concentrate on all of that crappiness that you're going through. You
it see eases the bigger steam. Picture.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because like I said, I mean, sometimes I swear when I first started going through this journey and I was in the pit of all, oh my gosh, was I feeling sorry for myself? And I should, you know, of course, hi, Big L. Hi, Raging Cajun. Of course, you think of, oh yeah, well, you were going through a lot. Yeah, but if I was thinking about how grateful all the things that I've been blessed with in my life, instead of thinking about all these little things that I'm going through, it would make it a lot easier. It's just the way, you know?
Yeah, if you look at the good things in your life, and you look at the good things in your life, and yeah, it'll help you get through those. Because you know what? The storm will end.
Yeah.
The storm will end.
And guess what? Another one will come right behind it. So it's teaching you life. It's just life, you know? Hi, baby.
And the things you learn while you're going through that storm will help you through the next storm.
Exactly.
So be grateful. Exactly. Gratitude. You know, just gratitude for the good things you have in your life, the positive good things. And that's another thing too. And what it does is it helps you focus on those things. You know, you focus on the good things. You focus on the good things that are going on. You focus on your blessings, you know, and it takes your mind off of all the crap that's going on. Yeah. I'm hearing you.
It really does.
It's good stuff. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Yeah.
What do you mean, preach, old man, Aaron? How about preach, mom? Preach. Isn't it that way? Kids never hear what your parents say. They always hear what the other person says. Oh, man.
Thanks, Aaron.
Oh, too funny.
That's too funny.
I know. I love you too. Welcome, Kim. Welcome.
And with that being said,
hey, the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric presents the A Dog Sports Report starting right now.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Aaron, what's happening, my buddy?
Well, I have some good news for you. I'm going to jump on the Seattle Kraken bandwagon.
Nice! Yeah!
So I was going to be like, why not support the Seattle Kraken, too? So I'm going to be with you, Mr. Old Man.
Thanks. Hey, you know they're playing today and they're playing tomorrow.
Against you.
I'm fortunate that I'm in, you know, being in the Pacific Northwest, we have this special... Roots Sports Channel that is just mm-hmm. where like the Seattle teams. And so they're gonna broadcast the games tonight and tomorrow too. So.
Nice. Yeah. I think I'll be able to watch the Kraken games out here because I have ESPN Plus, so I can watch all the out of market NHL games.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah, and I tried it like this past week, and I was like, "Oh, it's gonna be awesome to watch all the out of market games now." Because the reason why I got in the past is because of the whole, you know, altitude debacle with the whole Avalanche. So that way, I'll be able to watch my Avalanche. So, yeah,
yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited. You know what? And they're hi, Poe. And the one thing I noticed, Aaron, is that you know, I watched the preseason games,
mm-hmm.
and they were getting pretty lively, pretty good. But man, they're not like the regular season games. It's like they knocked it up a notch or two. I mean,
God, yeah, like now it's like. They're like, now it's serious.
Yeah. Oh my yeah. God. Yeah. And what good games. Let's see. What's their record now? I don't remember. I think they won one or two games. I don't even remember now.
I'll have to check the standings sometime.
Yeah. Well, see, and that's just it. I don't really watch a game.
Welcome.
I watch a game and I don't really, when it's all said and done, whoever wins and loses, I'm not that much of a fanatic that I'm into the winning. I'm into the good games.
Chris.
You know, I'm into just having them be good games. Shorty. And they have been good games. This last game they had, they went into overtime. So,
yeah. I mean, I think I believe if your team goes into overtime and you could still pick up 3 points for a win. But if they lose, you only get 1 point, I think, how it works.
Point system is weird. But that's how they rank them.
You have to get used to it.
Yeah, but I tell you what, I am enjoying the Kraken. I am enjoying the game. Hey, sorry about your Broncos, buddy.
It's all right. I mean, we won our first three games in a row, but I don't know what the heck is going on in the last three games. I'm like,
and then all of a sudden,
what the heck?
Yeah, I know. It's just like. It just seemed like they weren't able to really get anything clicking yesterday.
Yeah, and here's the thing. The Chargers lost to the Ravens, so if the Broncos had won yesterday, they would have shared first place in the division with the L.A. Chargers.
Oh.
But now they have to go to Cleveland this Thursday night on a short week. Yeah. So I hope they can regroup in that short amount of time and – defeat the Browns on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah. Well, I noticed my Chiefs won. I caught the last minute of that game. So the Chiefs mm-hmm. won. So that made me happy. But and then I saw where the Bronco game was coming on. I thought, hey, now I got a chance to watch the Broncos. So I turned on there.
Yep. And then I can't believe my World Series pick is completely out the door.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, the Dodge. Yeah, I'm going to be completely wrong with my World Series pick, but I am happy that my Atlanta Braves are up 2-0 in the NLCS right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I haven't followed any of the games that are going on back east. I don't even know who's playing.
Yeah, and then this past weekend, I watched the WNBA Finals Game 3 between the Phoenix Mercury and the Chicago Sky.
Uh-huh.
And this game, I've never seen Chicago Sky beat the Mercury 86-50 by 36 points.
Wow.
Yeah, and there was like a full-on crowd at this arena in Chicago for this WNBA Finals game too. Like it was a full house.
Well, that's good. That's good for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And then I saw the ALCS game too. And when I saw the Red Sox hit two grand slams in that game, and I was like, oh, my God, really? God. Like two grand slams in the same game, and they're up like 8-0. Like, are you kidding me, Boston? Like, I still don't like the Red Sox, and they were just kicking the butt out of Houston. It was like, gosh.
Well, I'm not here, though.
What's that season? I mean, what's that series at now, Aaron?
I think it's tied at one going back to Boston for game three, I believe.
One apiece.
And the Braves are up 2-0 on the Dodgers heading back to LA for, I believe, games 3, 4, and 5, I believe.
Hi, the only crazy lady.
Come like, on, Houston.
I know. Houston. But for me, hopefully for my dream vacation in the next few couple of years, I would really like to go visit the Atlanta Braves Stadium. It's really nice. It's like a really nice ballpark.
Yeah, yeah. I like these guys that go out and visit a ballpark. They spend a year and they travel to every ballpark and watch a game.
That would be fun.
That would be real fun.
I'd like that job. I'd take that job. Hey, rounding third.
Oh, do you want me to make it an assignment for you? A remote?
Yeah.
Well, I could take it as an assignment whenever I go to Atlanta. I could just let it down.
Yeah, there you go.
try to take some.
Thank you, Duncan.
Yeah. Like, I won't forget. Like, I've never experienced a baseball game outside of Colorado, so that's something I would really love to do.
Oh, settle down, rounding third. We're not talking bad about your Red Sox. Take it easy.
Well, your Red Sox are responsible for beating my Rockies in the World Series in 2007. So
he hasn't let that one down yet.
No, no way. I remember that time the Rockies went on an incredible win streak, and then once they got to the World Series, it was all over.
God,
it was all over. It was just, I was just like oh my gosh.
We're not talking real trash about him, but we're hitting close to the line.
Here's something about Boston. The only two teams I don't like from Boston is the Red Sox and the Patriots. I don't mind the Bruins or the Celtics, okay? That's like my only limitations on Boston, okay? I don't cross the
line,
Eric.
Don't cross the line.
I know. I'm just saying I have limitations, okay?
He hasn't gotten over that beat. He's hit too close to home.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Years ago, the Patriots cheated, you know? They cheated a few times.
Yeah. Hey, everybody cheats. It's only the ones that get caught that everybody gets mad at.
Yeah. Speaking of which, my Colorado State Rams defeated New Mexico 36-7 over the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I looked this up since you guys have something about this day in music. I looked up a fact of this day in sports online. It says on this day in 1902 was the seventh Iron Bowl between Auburn and Alabama, and Auburn beat Alabama 23-0 in Birmingham, Alabama.
Wow.
Wow. So I just thought I'd share that.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's a good one.
Yep.
Let's see. Did I think Georgia, the Bulldogs, they won again. So I think they're retaining their number one spot in the listings.
I can't wait to watch the recorded Cincinnati football game against UCF that I haven't watched yet.
Huh. Yeah. I don't know. 1902. You remember that one, old man? Yeah, I think I do. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
1902.
Yeah.
You're back there.
LSU beat Florida. Yeah, go Tigers. Go Tigers.
Oh, my Gators.
Goodness. LSU is playing this weekend. Who's LSU playing this coming weekend? I think it's Iowa.
I don't know. And LSU is one of my favorite colleges, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Along with Florida and stuff like that. I just have a favorite list of colleges. It's just a long list.
Yeah, I've got so many I like. I just can't watch them all. But I do exactly. Like watching LSU, and I do like watching the Sooners play. Why? I have no idea. Why
the Oklahoma Sooners?
Yeah, why am I attracted to the Sooners? I have no idea. But I just love watching that team play. It's just like LSU. I love watching them play. And I'm here in the Pac-12 territory, you know? But yeah. I'd rather watch the teams down south play. I don't know. I just never see everybody up here. Hi, you know, everybody's talking Pac-12. And I always tell them, I go, as much as I love the Pac-12, Pac-12's never going to beat the top teams in the SEC. They're just not going to beat those southern teams. They're just not going to.
Your Oregon Ducks are playing good this year. I'll give you that.
Yeah, but you know, put them up against the Bulldogs or up against LSU or put them up against the Sooners, they get stomped. I really think.
Yeah, but once like the college football playoff rankings come out, then it will start to like really, you'll get to see like how really good these teams are at, like they are actually than where they are the rankings right now.
I have no idea.
And that's my favorite.
I know they're in the top 25.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, that's my favorite part of the football, college football season is, like, every week when those rankings come out, I get to see who's in the top four so I can kind of get an idea who can be in the national semifinals and possibly play for a national championship at the end of the season. And I really hope sometime they expand the playoff to, like, 8 or 16 teams or something like that to make it even more of like a March Madness for college football or something like that.
I almost get the feeling, and like I said, I love the Pac-12, but I almost get the feeling that the only reason they put one or two Pac-12 teams in the top 20-25 mm-hmm. is just out of courtesy.
Because they're just being nice?
Yeah, they're just being nice. Let's put a Pac-12 team in there just to keep everybody, you know, somewhat nice. Happy. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep them happy. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember when my Colorado Buffaloes were in the college football playoff rankings. The highest they went was probably number 12 one year, and then they made it to a bowl game, and they lost to Oklahoma State.
Yeah. Now, see, when I was younger and when I was a young old man, Arizona's schools, man, they were like kicking it in college football. The Wildcats, they were always there, you know, and the the Sun Devils were really kicking it in football, and the Wildcats were always kicking it in college basketball. But those days disappeared. They disappeared a long time ago. So.
Yeah,
I don't know. And then I start getting a little bit of hope for the Washington teams, but then everybody just seems to fall apart. I don't know. I love you, Pac-12, but you let me down. What can I say? Hey, Aaron, so anything else exciting? Got a couple of minutes left to go.
I'm excited for this week because there's just going to be a lot of sports going on. I'm going to try to catch up on some hockey. Then Tuesday, the NBA is going to start their 75th season.
Wow.
On Tuesday night. And then my Nuggets play on Wednesday night to open their season against the team who swept them out of the playoffs last year, the Phoenix Suns.
I used to be – when I was following the NBA, being from Arizona, I was a big Phoenix Suns fan. Oh, yeah.
That Suns team last season, oh, my God. I've never seen the Phoenix Suns play the way they did last year. I thought they were unbeatable until they, of course, faced Giannis in the finals, and Giannis went off for, like, the final four games and won MVP. So, so it was, like, something I've never seen before, but – I'm hoping the Nuggets can exact revenge on the Suns on opening night.
Yeah. Well, good luck. I hope so. I just cannot get into the NBA. I don't know. But now college basketball. Oh, yeah. I
can get into college. Yes, that's coming in a little over more than 3 weeks from now.
Yeah.
Starting November. And then once it gets to March, then hold on to your hats. It's March Madness. So
I love March Madness, man.
I only wear one college basketball jersey during March Madness, and it's a University of Michigan number 10 Tim Hardaway Jr. jersey for March Madness.
Now, see, what I feel about the college football with the Pac-12 and the college football, it's not true when it comes to basketball. You know, I think the Pac-12 can hold its own really good in basketball, and I really love seeing how many teams we can get into the match – into the March Madness.
March Madness.
I'm saying it backwards. March Madness. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love to see that. And I'm always rooting for the Pac-12 teams in the March Madness. Yeah.
I was rooting for Gonzaga. I wanted to see Gonzaga finish undefeated last year. And then they lost in the title game to Baylor. And I was just like, come on, Gonzaga, let's finish undefeated. And I'm like, oh, man.
I love Gonzaga. And the thing is they're not part of the Pac-12. I don't remember what division they are.
Coast Conference, I think it's called.
Yeah, they're a little school over in Spokane, Washington. And they just kick butt in college basketball. How in that? I don't know. but they are fun to watch. They are
And Jalen Suggs, he's my favorite player from that school, and he went to – he got drafted by, I believe, the Orlando Magic in the first round. Like, I didn't want him to go to, like, Toronto or any of those teams. If he went to Orlando, I was happy about that.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I'm listen, hoping, good.
Go I'm ahead. Hoping the Raptors can go back up to Canada this season, too, to play in front of their home fans despite COVID. So I'm hoping for that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am, too. Listen, great report this morning, Aaron. Thanks a lot, buddy. Thanks for coming in. And
good job, Aaron.
Hey, let's go Kraken, huh?
Go Kraken, let's go.
Kraken games tonight and tomorrow.
I'll have to get myself some Kraken gear here sometime soon and maybe take a picture with it on.
Yeah, I'll send you
like a jersey or something, yeah.
I'll send you a picture of me with my Kraken shirt on. Yeah, baby.
Absolutely.
All right, Aaron, thanks, man. Thanks a lot, buddy.
See you later.
That's the A-Dog. A-Dog Monday Sports Report. Man. I love talking sports with Aaron. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks a lot, buddy. Good job. Good job. Sometimes I just want to keep going. You know, I don't want to stop. Go Kraken. Yeah. And my buddy Joe, he calls them the Crackers. You know what's funny is we were the last game we were watching them play, and it's really exciting. I mean, it's a real exciting game, you know. And they're playing, and I swear the Kraken announcer called them the Crackers.
Oh, that's funny.
Me and Grammy are listening, and he says something. The Crackers, they got to run. And I go, did he just call them the Crackers? And Grammy gets a smile on her face, and she goes, sure sounded like it to me.
Hi, Trunkette.
Meow, 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 meow. The Crackers. Yeah, that's funny. Trunkette. That's a great, great show. Great show. Let's see. Oh, man. Oh, man. Hey, people out there, do you guys sleep when you guys go to bed and sleep? Do you sleep with your bedroom doors open or closed?
Closed. Because of fires, you're supposed to.
Closed.
Yeah. See, we sleep with our door open.
No.
Yeah.
You're supposed to close it because of a fire.
Exactly. I didn't really know that. It says sleeping with your door closed will help protect you from smoke and toxic fumes.
Yes.
In the event of a fire. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Steptoe closes his because of dogs and kids.
That's pretty toxic right there. Yeah, but I sleep with mine open because I want to hear if someone comes in through a door or breaks a window or something in the house.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, that's just how it is, you know. We're pretty light sleepers in this house, in the old man's house. We're pretty light sleepers. And I don't know. I just don't like the door closed, you know, because if someone is in the house, I don't know.
Big dog. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's an alarm system right there. That is an alarm system.
Mm-hmm. I have like these little bells hanging at the door or something opens up. Yeah. I hear.
Yeah, him. And they might not be.
Lou don't hear nothing. He's like, he's out. I'm tickling the bottom of his feet, and he's sitting there snoring. I'm like, dude, wake up!
You're doing that to Louis?
Out. Yes. I tickle the bottom of his feet when he's asleep, and he just like twitches. He moves a little bit. Then I'm like, hello, tapping his foot, dude. Hello. I swear to you, he is like out.
Man.
Most of the time. So,
man, I wish I could sleep like that. I mean,
me too.
Of course, to hear Grammy talk, she says I do sleep like that because she'll come in and she always asks me, how'd you sleep last night? And I go, oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think I don't feel like I slept very good. She goes, well, you couldn't tell me that. You were out there.
Yeah, no kidding.
You were out there out like a lot, you know. Out there sleeping, sawing logs and all kinds of stuff. You were gone. Huh. I don't know. Strange stuff. Strange stuff. But yeah.
Yeah, that's my big dog too.
Yeah, I like dogs around the neighborhood. I like having dogs around my house. Mm-hmm. My neighbors. I like my neighbors to have dogs. Yeah. Because they're barking. And I love it when they're barking. They're outside in their backyard. My backyard fences their backyard. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember one time Bob was just, he was just mad because the neighbor, we both share a neighbor behind us, you know, our property line splits their backyard, you know, so their backyard is behind Bob and behind me. And he was mad because them dogs were barking. He goes, oh yeah, I'll go get vinegar and I'll spray them. I'll spray them when they're in there and they're barking. I go, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I just can't stand those dogs barking. And I go, And so I'm out there, I'm working in the garden, and my neighbor goes, hey, I just want to apologize for my dogs barking. I try to keep them from barking. I go, hey, no. Let them boys bark.
Yeah.
Let them bark. He goes, really? Are you serious? I go, yeah. Because if someone comes in my yard and they start barking, I want to know. Mm-hmm. I go, they are the best security system I could have. So no, you let them bark. Let them bark. And they would bark at me and Grammy, but we started, we had a little opening in our fence, and instead of placing it, we have a wood slat fence, and instead of replacing the wood slats, it's their fence. They just replaced it with like chicken wire kind of stuff, you know, so no dog would go through the hole. And so we'd walk out there and the dogs would come and they'd be barking at us. We just walk up to the fence and start talking to them. Hey, how you doing? We just walk up the fence and start talking to them and letting them smell our hands, you know, and just, hey, how you doing? Oh, you're such a big boy. Oh, you're so happy. You're so happy. You're such a big boy. And then after Grammy stopped talking to me like that, then she started talking to the dogs.
Yeah.
I don't know, but, you know, they got to know us. And so they wouldn't bark at us. They wouldn't bark at us. But anybody strange go in the house, in the yard, man, they'd bark. And then I'd go, okay, who's in the backyard? Perfect. Yeah. Hey, welcome everybody for tuning into the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. We're here Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Every week. We're like a clock, and you can set your alarm by us. We're here just trying to get you started your day off to a good note and just having fun. And that's what we do. If you're new to the show, hit that follow button. Give us a follow. Give us a follow and come on back. And pretty soon, we're going to have all kinds of stuff being transferred from our Facebook page, like recipes and all that. And we're going to start putting them over onto our new, brand newly launched webpage, the Old Man's Podcast Show webpage. And so we'll be telling you more about that as we get going. Try to have a little bio section where you can a little section in there where you can read a little bit about the old man, read a little bit about Dina, Joe, and Eric. You know, just little bios, nothing really deep, just a little, couple paragraphs. And, Eric and Dina Joe just found out that right now, that's why they're quiet. They're going, huh? What, wait, what are we doing? Oh man. Foz, you say your English is weak. Where are you at, Foz? Where are you at? What part of the country are you at? I'm not part of the country, part of the world. What part of the world are you at, Foz? We have been known that people tune in to our show to help them learn English, which surprises me altogether. People from Southeast Asia and from India, they'd tune in and say, we tune into your show so we can learn English. And we used to make fun about that because we think there's all kinds of little kids in that in England. I mean, in India running around going, what the French toast?
Oh, gosh.
That's kind of cute. Speaking of our little friends in India.
Oh, my gosh.
Tammy posted another. Tammy?
She's grown. She just.
Dubai. Oh, Foz. Right, Dubai. Oh, I love Dubai. I love Dubai. Yeah, that's where they've been holding a lot of the IPL, the Indian Premier League's cricket was being played in Dubai. Yeah, our little friend in England, Tammy, she was home, I guess, from a break from school, and she posted another video with her friends, and she actually did a review of a restaurant. And I checked it out, and it's actually it's her little her video.
I can't videos. Believe it. She's amazing.
Her skills are getting better and better at her putting together these little videos.
It's really good. It's really good.
Yeah. And it made me hungry for Indian food. Did you watch it, Dina Joe?
Yes, yes, where they had pizza.
Yeah, I was going like, to say the. Here I am thinking
French fries. Yeah, but it was like good pizza. Like, I was sitting there, it's better than Domino's. I was laughing.
I was sitting there thinking, all right, let's see what kind of curry are they eating? What this and that, this and that, and the first thing they eat is pizza. I thought, ain't that about it? Yeah, and that was a good looking pizza too.
Yes, it was good looking. I mean, yeah,
yeah, it was good. It's funny. It's funny. Good stuff. Good stuff. So, yeah, she's got a new video out, and it's fun. It's fun. I should share that link on our Facebook page. Yeah, get some traffic to her little YouTube page, because I can never remember the name of her YouTube channel. I don't know. I can't remember what it is.
Tam. Oh, what is it? Yeah, it's hard to remember.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get a link there so you can go and follow her.
Welcome, Ideal Restoration. Welcome.
We'll get a link to it so you can get over there and look at it and pay attention. I mean, pay attention. I need to pay attention. Great. Yeah, give it a look at. She's cute. She's got a new little friend. I've never seen that friend before.
No, it's probably somebody from school, maybe, that she...
And I don't know who that older lady was. She said it was somebody.
Famous.
She said it was somebody famous. I don't know.
Like they were all shocked to see her, and
yeah,
it was cute.
And I guess the lady at the end of that video that she's talking to was the owner of the restaurant. That's the way I understood.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I liked it. Yeah, it was very well made. Yes.
Yeah, she does a good job. She's just as cute as a bug, too. Wow, interesting stuff. Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks, Crash. We like seeing you here. Thanks for tuning in, buddy.
Yes, of course.
Let's see. So, what else is going on? Anything else? What? Any kind of holidays for today, Dina Jo? I mean,
oh yes, I'm sure there is. Yes, National Chocolate Cupcake Day.
There you go.
Yes,
I'm in.
Yeah, and let's all have and enjoy a chocolate cupcake. It is also National No Beard Day.
What? No beard.
Going clean shaven could give you a totally new outlook on life.
I've thought about cutting this thing off, but then I get ready and I go to look in the mirror and I
Welcome, Miriam.
I grab the scissors and I go, I just can't. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't cut it.
Welcome
cut
back,
Neil Crazy. Welcome back, Neil Crazy Lady.
A little longer. Let it grow a little more.
Yeah.
Homeboy.
Hey, homeboy. So what else is it?
It is also National Healthcare Aid Day, and it was created by the government of Winnipego, Canada, to honor healthcare aids.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. And last but not least, World Menopause Day. I swear.
That shocked me. Totally shocked me. I was not expecting that at all. Dang it, you ladies have another special day. What's going on? You know, they say older guys, they say that men go through a menopause too, and I believe it. We don't call it menopause. We call it a midlife crisis, you know. I think our body chemistry changes too, and we go through it too. I really do. I mean, it's just a thing that old people go through, you know. I don't know.
We all change.
We do.
We all get older. Yep.
So you having your hot flashes yet, Dina Jo?
No, I am always freezing. You know me. I am always so dang cold. Hi, Penny. Penny.
Penny.
Penny.
Nope, that's not Big Penny. But hi, Penny. Okay. Nice to see you. Good to see you. Hey, hit those follow buttons, all you guys coming in that are new to our show. I really appreciate it. Hit the follow button and come on back. Penny, yes, it's good to see you.
Yes, they are. That's right.
My older sister's name is Penny, and we call her Big Penny. It's funny. We call her Big Penny, and she's not big at all. She's just a little thing. But it's good to see you, Penny. Thanks for joining the show.
That's all the days today. There's 4 days today. If you can believe that.
Only 4 days. Yeah, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Hey, we had a great music show Friday night. What a fantastic
show. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Fantastic show. Playing all the music that went through with our today and music history shows, mm-hmm. Segments that you do through the week. And I think that is just a lot of fun. And I don't know if you caught it or not, but you actually committed to doing it again this week.
Oh, I did?
Yeah,
when
you did.
When did that happen?
it was one of the times when you were live talking.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you go, and we'll do it again. And we'll see you. We'll do it. We'll do it again, and we'll see you Friday, next Friday. We'll do it again.
Well, that's what you told me to say. You look
I
at you.
I did not
you,
tell you, you to do you, that. You I did. Me. I yeah. did not tell you to do that. You know, I think it's fun. I think it's absolutely fun because it gives us such a large genre of music to play. A big span, a big time frame to play music, and I think it's just fantastic to tell you that, you know, all them songs and that, it's just good stuff.
Yeah, I know it goes from all over the place. That's why people that came into the Friday night show and don't come into the week show don't mm-hmm. kind of they were like, whoa, wait a minute, where did that come from? Why are you playing the Bee Gees right after you just played this?
Right.
And that's right. Kind of what happens is we go through this day in music history, and sometimes it starts in 1908, so the music's a little different.
And speaking of which.
Yes.
Not Aaron's. No. Aaron, get back up, everybody. It's your day. It's your time to go through that again.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5, 6, 7 o'clock. You know what time it is? It's time for Dina Joe's Today in Music History. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. The hostess with the mostest, Dina Joe.
I thought one of the funniest things was is you text message me during the show and you go, "See, I can stay up longer if I want to."
Yeah,
I really liked it that you called in. That you called in and you're
hi, Evan. Welcome.
In the last the last 45 minutes, last part of the show, you were actually live. You were actually live saying stuff.
I was really taken over.
Yeah, that was great. I loved that. That is fantastic. So, all right, I'm turning it over to Dina Joe and Today in Music History.
All right. We're going to start with this October 18th. 1968. Ode to Billy Joe, the debut album from American singer-songwriter Bobby Gentry, was number one on the U.S. chart. The song received widespread attention, leaving its audience intrigued what the narrator and Billy Joe threw off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Gentry later clarified that she intended the song to portray the family's indifference to suicide in what she deemed a study in unconscious cruelty. While she remarked the object thrown off was not relevant to the message of her composition, the recording of the recorded made 8 Grammy nominations, resulting in 3 wins for Gentry and 1 for the arranger Jimmy Hassell. Here is Bobby Gentry with Ode to Billy Joe. Hi, Julian.
I love this woman's voice.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat.
Bobby Gentry.
And mama hollered at the
owe
back,
it to Billy Joe. Yeah, I know. What year did this song come out, Dina Joe? What year?
1967.
67.
Mm-hmm.
67. So I was like a sophomore in high school. I tell you what, I fell in love with her voice. Man, she has just got that sultry little voice going for her. Great song. Okay.
Okay. Then we had the same year, we had the Bee Gees. We're number one on the UK singles chart with Massachusetts, the group's first at 5 UK number ones. The Bee Gees had never actually been to Massachusetts when they wrote recorded this. They just liked the way the name sounded. Robin Gibb explained, "We have never been there, but we loved the word, and there was always something magical about American place names. They always work with British names if you do it as a folk song." So here is Bee Gees with Massachusetts.
Going back to Massachusetts.
I have never heard this.
Really? I remember it.
Really?
I must go home.
The Bee Gees with Massachusetts. I can't even say it. Massachusetts. Yeah, that place.
Massachusetts.
The Bee Gees.
Now, if you want to hear that song in its entirety, just join us this Friday night for the Old Man's Music Show. All right, we're going to move to the year 1969. Everybody remembers this hit. The Temptations hit number one with I Can't Get Next to You. The song stayed at number one on the Billboard Top Pop Singles chart for 2 weeks and number one on the Billboard Top R&B Singles for 5 weeks. The single was the second of the Temptations' four number one hits on the U.S. pop chart and was also one of the best-selling singles the group released. Billboard ranked it as number three song for 1969. Here are the Temptations with I Can't Get Next to You, Babe.
Hold on.
I can turn the gray sky blue.
Yeah, come on, people.
I had never heard that introduction before. Temptations. I can't get next to you.
That'll get you going.
Yeah, I love that introduction. When I was looking for the song, I come across that and I went, man, I've never heard that introduction before. And so that's why I picked it for the show today. That's a great one. And you'll hear that one Friday night.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to move on to the year 1974. British soul talent, TV talent contest winners, Sweet Sensation, were at number one on the UK singles chart with Sad Sweet Dreamer, their only UK number one hit. The second single for the group, a soaring soul ballad heavily influenced by the Stylistics. The song can be heard in the 2009 UK TV series Red Riding and is also featured in the 2013 film Rush. Here is Sweet Sensation with Sad Sweet Dreamer.
Never heard this song before.
Me neither. Ooh, la, la.
Great vocals. Been another blue day without you, girl. Oh, nice song. That sounds good. This is Sad Sweet Dreamer by Sweet Sensation. That's a good sounding song. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's kind of like a little Motown going there.
Yeah. Trying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, trying.
Okay. We're going to the 1979 British new wave synth pop group The Buggles were number one on the UK singles chart with Video Kill the Radio Star, a studio band featured producers Trevor Horn and Jeff Downes. The song related to concerns about and mixed attitudes towards the 29th century inventions and machines of media art. Soon after the album's release, Horn and Downes joined the rock band Yes. The same year, the music video of Video Killed the Radio Star became the first ever shown on MTV in the US. Here are the Buggles with Video Killed the Radio Star.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake.
You know, there's certain songs that I hear that just remind me of MTV, and this is one of them right here. Video Killed the Radio Star, The Buggles. Yeah, this song and that Dire Straits song, Money for Nothing.
Yeah.
Those songs, when I hear them, my mind automatically just flashes to the old MTV show.
Hi, Mad. YTVU. Yeah, you know what I thought was hearing that, to me, sounds completely different than Yes. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The group Yes and their music. So to hear that the two lead guys from this group went on to form the band Yes is just kind of funny, because it just seems like two different types of music.
Yeah, like they just two different genres, you know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Move on to the year 1981. Dave Stewart and Barbara Gaskin were number one on the UK singles chart with their version of Quincy Jones produced 63 Leslie Gore hit It's My Party. The song lyrically portrays the discomfort of a teenage girl at her birthday party when her boyfriend Johnny disappears, only to return in the company of Judy, who is wearing his ring. The song's choir became a part of American pop culture language. phrase used to describe being utterly humiliated and miserable during an event that is supposed to be a happy occasion. Here is Dave Stewart and Barbara Gaskin with It's My Party, and I'll cry if I want. So there. This video was trippy. Interesting remake.
I've never heard this remake of this song.
No. That's right, John. You would cry too if it happened to you.
I would probably prefer the original by Leslie Gore over this.
I would too, Eric.
Yes.
And Leslie Gore was a legend. God rest her soul, by the way.
Judy left the same time.
Why was he holding her? It's My Party by Dave Stewart and Barbara Gaskin.
All right. We're going to end it in the year 2005 when Madonna was crying because she admittedly had to write a groveling letter to the group ABBA asking if she could sample their music on her latest single, Hung Up. The singer had to seek permission to sample the song Gimme, Gimme, Gimme and became only the second act that ABBA would allow to sample their work. The Fugees used part of the Welcome Name Is Your Game on their 1966 track Rumble in the Jungle. So here is a composition. Here is ABBA versus Madonna with Gimme, Gimme, Gimme.
Hi, Vivian.
Hi, Vivian. Welcome back, Radio Project. Hi, Aaron.
ABBA versus Madonna. Yeah, the video starts off showing Madonna. And now it's showing ABBA.
Yes. It's a cool remake.
And all the guys in there, everybody's all happy and smiling. Madonna's mad. Breaking out into a big fight.
I know.
Oh, she's got this edited like ABBA's her background singers. Anyway, this is ABBA versus Madonna on Gimme, Gimme, Gimme.
Gimme, Gimme, Gimme.
Gimme, Gimme, Gimme.
That's funny. Oh, but that was our day in history today, October 18th. Thank you.
Thank you, Dina Jones. But like we said earlier in the show, you can catch all these shows on our Friday Night Music Show, where Dina Jo presents the Today in Music History songs in their entirety. Yeah.
And with Halloween coming up, I'm going to try to get some Halloween music together. I don't know if I could do the whole week, but I mean, maybe I could try to. I don't know if I could come up with all music.
Well, you could throw some in there. I mean,
Whole week. Hi, Doss. I know. Yeah. Tuttles has helped me and sent me some links to some songs for that.
Perfect.
So that's helpful. But I will try.
Any stripper music?
So funny. I keep looking for you, Randy Third. I keep looking. I keep waiting for the day that something can come up and I can give that to you.
This is all for stripper music.
Well, I think it kind of shocked him that day. You know, it was a little shocking. Yeah. Thanks, Lady Me. Hi, Spencer. Welcome. Oh, nice to see you.
Who is that? That's Rounding Third?
Yes.
Yeah. Rounding Third, yeah. This is for you, buddy. There you are, Rounding Third. Bring those strippers out for Rounding Third. There you go, buddy.
Boom. Oh.
Now we're talking, yeah, baby.
There they go.
Spencer tunes in and is like, what's going on?
I know. Whoa, what just happened? I know, we're crazy.
This is actually a song called The Stripper by the Dave Rose Orchestra.
DUV, welcome.
Spencer,
we just ended our we do this day in music history, and we kind of had a little somebody asking for a little something, so we just gave it to him, and he walked in. Yeah, we just gave him a little something.
Yeah, we gave him
right in the time.
Like I said, when I was in high school, I played tenor sax in our swing band that we had. And yes. That was one of the songs we played. And
that is it was high schoolers to play that in band.
Yeah, and it was everybody's favorite. I mean, not only the band, it's such a fun song to play. But it was, you know, whenever we were doing a concert and we'd play it, yes, everybody loved it. You know, like that. Everybody, all kinds of cat calls coming from you. Doss says it put him in the mood for pancakes.
Oh, you better, I hope.
That's funny. That's funny right there. Oh, man. Good times. Good times. So, yeah. Mm. Oh, I could go for some pancakes, too.
Ooh, pancakes and bacon. Yeah.
Yum. You know what you do is you take
and sausage.
You take and cook your bacon.
I like my meat products.
Yeah. Breakfast meats. Oh, I love them. Cook your bacon. Get your bacon. Mm-hmm. Preferably put it on in a pan and put it under the oven and bake it under
sheet,
the oven.
On a cookie sheet.
Yes. Yeah.
Because then it stays 375. Flat. It stays flat. Yes. And
it stays all your flat. Grease, exactly. Pour out. Mm-hmm. And then take that bacon out and cut the strips in half, and then take that bacon out, put it on your grill, and then pour your pancake batter over that strip of bacon. And cook your pancakes with that bacon in it. Yeah, bacon pancakes. Bacon pancakes now.
Hi, Aubrey.
Yeah, Tuttles. Yeah, he says you can weave that bacon that way. Yeah. Bacon bowls. Grammy made something once, and she made bacon bowls. bacon bowls. She, I don't know how she did it, but they were like little bowls made out of bacon. And you just filled them up. I think she filled them up with scrambled eggs and kind of a little scramble thing and put them in the bowl like that. Oh, man, it was so good. Bacon bowl. Where is Grammy? What is she doing? I don't know what she's out there doing.
She's busy.
Yeah, she is. She is busy. She is busy. She's got another project she's working on. And this one's been giving her a little bit of a bugaboo because I've seen her have to undo it. She takes and pulls it all apart because she made a mistake. Like, I messed up my counting. I don't know what happened. So, brr, 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 pulling the strings all out and starting over and all that stuff. So, and I gotta stay away from her when she's doing that stuff because I get out there, we're watching TV. She likes to do it while the TV's on, you know, kind of background noise and that. And then I get there and I start talking to her about it. All right, do you see what's going on there? What are they talking about? What's going on over there? What are they, blah, 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 blah. And next thing you know, she's having to take things apart because it takes a lot of counting. You got to count your stitches and because she's throwing different patterns in there. So the stitches change. You ladies out there that do that and your crafts, you know what I'm talking about. And so I'm there and I'm talking to her. I'm not really talking to her. I'm just talking, but she thinks I'm talking to her. So she
irritating.
Yeah, and it's like she goes, "Get out of here." I'm going into the studio to watch sports. She goes, "Good, bye." Get out of here. So she could get her projects done. Grammy, are you saying that I'm a major distraction? She goes, yeah, you're beyond a major distraction. You're a big old distraction. So I just don't know what to say. I don't want to say.
Yeah, you can be in the rear sometimes, huh?
Yeah. You know the switch on my coffee maker, the new one I had, the coffee maker? Remember, I had that old coffee maker, and the switch went out, and then I tried to. They gave me a new one. Yeah. Do you know the switch went out on that one again?
Maybe they knew it was going to happen. They're like, "We'll just give them a new one.
Give them that one over there, Johnson.
It'll last almost a year."
Hey, Johnson, we still have that button with the bad switch in it. Yeah, send it to this guy. Hello. Yeah, that's why they told me. Look, we won't do this again, so don't send it back.
They knew it was refurbished. There you go.
But the thing is, see, when I bought switches to fix the first one, I got four. So I have switches.
So did you fix it?
Yep, I did.
Okay.
I fixed it. But it was a real pain in the butt because every time, first I put it in there and I put the wires backwards, so it didn't work. Oh, so I had to undo it. Oh, now I know what I did. I put the red and white wires backwards, so I fixed it. Put it all back together, sealed it up. And see, I have a rule when you're working on something, don't seal it all the way. Check it before, you know. Don't put your tools away because you put a curse on it and it's not going to work. Well, that's what I was doing. So I put it all together. I go, yeah, all right, I'm ready to go. I put it in there. I put water in it. I hit the switch, nothing. It's like, what the French toast is going on? So I take it back out in the shop. I take the cover off it, and one of the wires came off. What is going on here? So I crimped it together and put it together. I went walking into the house. I told Grammy, for the 10th time, the 10th time's the charmer. I finally got it together and it worked. And so that's what I'm drinking this morning. I'm drinking a freshly brewed cup of coffee out of my newly repaired coffee maker. So I lift my cup and salute to everybody that's joined us this morning. Thank you very much. I lift my coffee and I salute you to a good day. Have a good day and a good week. And I'm going to drink some coffee right now.
Cheers.
I'm telling you, coffee. Mm-hmm. That's where it's at.
Hey, does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee?
I love that guy. Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway. That's where you can find us on, what is it, WESN?
WESN Epic Strategies Network. You can find us over there. with Ralph William. He's the boss of that radio station. And this show that you're listening to live right now, live at 11 in the morning Pacific time, will be rebroadcast in its entirety on WESN Epic Strategies Network, where you can go to any of your app stores and download the app for that for your phone. And you can go to their webpage and check out their webpage and see what's playing, what's coming up. Look at their whole schedule there. They got a whole big list of different podcasts.
Enjoy, Randy, dude.
A lot of music and a lot of talk shows and that. Yeah. On a turkey. What is he talking about? On a turkey.
Oh,
Littles, what are you talking about?
I told him because he said he wraps his meatloaf in a weaved bacon. And I said, on top, ? Because I did that one year with a turkey. I wove bacon all over the thing and cooked it. Yeah. And he said he sent me something on IG to look. I'll have to try it on a turkey. I did the whole time on a turkey. I'll have to find pictures. I know I took pictures of it.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds interesting.
It was woven like a little basket. You wove it and then you put it over the breast and then you just put some over the legs and stuff. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then you throw it in there and bake the whole thing?
Yep.
Man, does that bacon infuse into the turkey meat?
Yeah, it was awesome. Oh, but I would know it was a pain in the tushy.
Really? Mm. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got a recipe too here someplace for for bacon infused bourbon. I've got a recipe around here for bacon infused bourbon.
That looks awesome, Titles. Sounds good.
Yeah, it does. I'd have to try and find it. So you get some bourbon, do something with your bacon. The bacon, I don't know how they do it, but bacon infused bourbon. That sounds pretty good. Sounds pretty good. I have to try it. Check it out anyway. I have to check it out. Hey, so Dina Jo, are you in the process of pickling your peppers and making salsa and all that stuff?
Yeah, I did. I made I think 6 things of pesto and froze them all. Mm-hmm. So I can, I want to do is give it all away for at Christmas.
Sure.
I was making, I've always made cookies and stuff like that. But then last year I actually had people ask, because we give it away to people at Lewis's work, if I would make less cookies because they were having the COVID spread. Right. So I thought, I'll make different things to give instead of just sweet things. So I made pesto and I've made, canned sliced jalapenos with garlic and all the yumminess inside there. I made 8 of those yesterday and then 6 pestos and a bunch of salsa. So
Your salsa is to die for, man. That's the best salsa I've ever had. Yeah. Well, see, Grammy's going to pickle some sliced jalapenos in that.
Uh-huh.
And I told her, I go, hey, here's an idea. Cause we have the jalapenos and we have sriracha?
Srirachas.
And we have the killer Trinidad scorpion peppers. And I told her, I said, look, why don't you slice up, several different peppers and pickle them all in the same jar. Now that sounds good.
Yeah. Oh, and I made a Mexican pickled peppers. I don't know if you've ever been to a Mexican restaurant and you've seen they have some of them real authentic Mexican restaurants. They'll have like a little bowl and it has carrots and peppers and onions and stuff in it. And you use it as a condiment.
All diced up.
Yes.
I call it a dry salsa.
So I made some of that and that doesn't need to, that it was pickled and it doesn't need to be like pressure cooked. You just pickle it
real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, Grammy made some salsa and she put half of a Trinidad scorpion pepper in it.
Ooh.
And she put a little bit in and then we tasted it. I go, let's put a little more, put a little bit more in. we were really controlling how much of this pepper we put in there. And I tell you what, she found the right amount and it was great. It was absolutely delicious.
Oh,
it had that bite to it, but it had a bite to it that stayed on your tongue. I mean, it is, so you can use that Trinidad Scorpion, but you have to be really careful how much you infuse into what you're cooking. So, with that being said, it's time to get out of here. Where does the time go?
Oh, yes.
So fast.
Good grief, Dina Jo, Eric. Time just goes by too fast. Eric, you got some shows you like to plug for today?
Well, coming up on Podbean Live, you've got, of course, Milk Dog and the usual impromptu shows from Cummings' Culture, Mike Tempe, be on lookout for. And if you see Tron Cut on, he should be on throughout the day. Hopefully, if he's gotten the technical issues on his show fixed. And Prime Time is like the Beans and Weenie show and the Slightly Serious show, and Slightly will be on location. And hopefully, you know, we'll be seeing Ralph on again tomorrow morning. And I know we're back tomorrow and many more great podcast friends throughout the week.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. Yep, we'll be here. We're here Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Pacific time. We're here. We'll knock you up.
Bye, Randy.
AJFJ. Just make sure to join us and have fun. We're glad you're here. Hit that follow button if you're new to the show. And just have a great day today. Have a great day. It's Monday. A new beginning, a new week, a new start. We only got two more weeks of October. Two more weeks of October, people.
Oh,
and then we're going to slide into November. Man, where is the time going?
Mm-hmm.
Smooth, you got a podcast,
Smooth? Every day. I think they do. They said come and check us out.
Plug your podcast in there real quick in the chat room. Plug it. When it is, what time it is. Yeah, so we can get it out there so we can get people over to check you out, man.
Usually right after us.
Oh, man. Just so many good things happening. The holidays are around the corner, man. I'm telling you, good things are going on. Good times. A lot of fun. That's what we need to do. We need to get out there and have fun. Get out there and do some good things. Have some fun. Have some laughs. That's what we're here. That's what our mission is, to try to get you to do that. Smooth just put in the chat room all the stuff there.
For
his stuff there. Check him out. Get him going. Especially that Royalty Rollers. Check that stuff out. Just get good people.
They're fun. They're great people. They're very fun times.
And
welcoming and kind. Yes.
Yes, they are.
So give them love that.
And speaking of welcoming and fine and kind, a final word from Dina Jo.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. We love you guys. Thanks so much for joining us today. I hope you guys had as much fun as we did. I hope to see you tomorrow and see you around the Podbean. See you later. Bye.
Dina Jo. Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. You can find us all around wherever you look for podcasts. You can find us wherever you can download through Podbean and Spotify. Again, listen to the show again if you missed it. You can catch it again at 11 a.m. through the WESN Epic Strategies Network. And just good times. Get out and have some fun. Do random acts of kindness. Be nice to people. Try to get 5 people to smile. When you're talking to them, have them smile. Our music's done. We're out of here. Thanks again, everybody, for joining us. We appreciate you.
Have a good day.
Love you. God bless you. See you later, everybody.
Thanks, guys. Later, Gators.